The Wake Up Crew,
fueled by 7 Brew Drive-Thru Coffee.
WGNS. Celebrate my baby, back to me. Celebrate my baby, back to me.
I don't need a lot of presents to make my Christmas bright. I just need my baby's arms wound around me tight. Oh, Santa, hear my plea. Santa, bring my baby back to me.
Santa, bring my baby back to me.
The Christmas tree is ready.
Welcome and good morning to you. It's Thursday, December 18th. This is the Wake Up Crew. I'm John Dinkins, along with Brian Barrett and Dalton Barrett.
Hello.
Episode 1811.
We're here.
And it's 7 days until Christmas. 14 days until the new year. And the last day of school is tomorrow, and it's a half a day. Not even that if you don't want to stay.
True.
Unless you're Dalton Barrett and your grandfather didn't pick you up and you have to go put up chairs.
God, it was the worst.
Or yeah. Go to sleep. Just sleep in. Don't even go.
There were a couple times when I got to high school I definitely did not go.
If you told your grandfather, 10 o'clock, that's when he was there. Well, he was there at 8:30.
He was there at 8:30.
But he wouldn't tell you that he was there, so they wouldn't know. But anyway,
he liked those naps in the pickup line.
He did.
I have to admit, now I liked them in the pickup line when I was picking the girls up when I first retired.
In that pickup line, he'd smoke a pack of cigarettes and then he'd take a nap.
Yeah. They had to wake me up. Bill Tollett had to come wake me up one day. I was blocking traffic. I played golf that day, and it was in early September.
Uh-huh.
And I was so feeling so good, and I just dozed off, and all of a sudden, Tollett's tapping on the window.
You kind of look like you're about to doze off here now.
Well, I am. And he thought I was dead. He said that. He said, "Are you okay?" I thought maybe you'd passed out or something. I went, "No, I'm asleep."
I've had to do that a couple times in the church parking lot. People go out and sit in their car and fall asleep, and I'm usually the last one to leave. So I'll wake up and, "Hey, is everything okay?" Because I think they're dead.
Well, why are they asleep after church?
I don't know.
It's just a continuation.
they've been sleeping since the 8:30 service. You know what I mean?
Probably.
So, y'all got big plans for church? I know I'm going to go to the Christmas Eve service, I think.
We'll have our Christmas Eve service, and then...
Is that at the big church?
Yes, okay. So we do combined for that over at Battlefield, and then at Buchanan this year, where it's our first ever carols and candlelight service, the Sunday night before Christmas. That's at 6 o'clock.
This Sunday night.
This Sunday night. We'll do some just carols and candlelight. We'll do like the actual...
So it'd be like carols and candlelight.
Yeah.
Well, that makes sense.
You'll get an actual candle when you come in, and...
With a little thing around it.
Yeah. And they're the nice ones, too, the big plastic ones.
Yeah.
None of this coffee filter mess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So will you be doing any part of the service? Or
I'll have something to do, I'm sure.
You'll say something.
Yeah. Yeah. That'll be fun. First one. See how it goes.
Dad going to come to that?
I don't know. I didn't invite him. I don't want him there.
I understand.
You did invite me.
Oh, did I? Oop, whoops.
He did invite you?
Yeah.
Didn't invite me.
I'll go for the Ben Curtis. That's the only reason I'll go.
Well, don't forget, you stop by 7 Brew Coffee and pick you up some coffee.
I can slurp on that during the service.
You can wake up, you can pull up and perk up with the 7 Brew Drive-Thru Coffee. Explore over 20,000 flavor combinations, customized just for you, whatever you're craving, coffee, tea, smoothies, or energy drinks. 7 Brew Coffee, serving kindness in every cup. You can find them in Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and popping up all across Middle Tennessee.
Seems like that's what you needed in the drive-thru line.
Yeah, a little perk up.
Caffeine, I can't have it, so it doesn't help me any. So if I don't get my sleep.
Caffeine free options.
If I don't, I know, but I don't.
But it doesn't help you.
Doesn't help me. Yeah. Doesn't keep me fired up.
Well, it would help you if you drank it. I know you can't, but if you did, it would help you.
Honestly, this time.
You say that now, big boy. Wait about another 5 years.
At this point, if you had caffeine, you'd probably lose your mind.
I asked my urologist, can I drink, cause prostate trouble? And I said, can I drink it? And he goes, "Well, yeah, you'll just go to the bathroom more." Okay. Time for our song of the day. It's a Christmas song. What do you got there, big boy? Speaking of weather, that's what's up next. It's 6:17.
checking your Rutherford County weather. Mostly cloudy for today. Showers in the area. Highs top out near 60 degrees. Winds southerly 5 to 15 miles per hour. Higher gusts possible. Tonight, any showers gradually and earliest storm is also possible. Lows drop to 31. And then sunshine with highs only in the 40s for Friday. I'm Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 56.
Murfreesboro Funeral Home and Cremation Services.
What type of services they would think they would want?
Staff members are caring, who understand that each family is unique.
We ask them the questions.
Keith Stapleton, manager of the Murfreesboro Funeral Home, off of South Church Street.
Shopping at the ReStore.
Every day is Earth Day at the Habitat ReStore.
We keep tons of material out of the landfill.
Hey, call us at the Habitat ReStore about your donated items may need to be recycled.
You have lights?
We take it.
How about gently used furniture?
We take it.
How about kitchen cabinets?
We take it.
The only thing we don't take is mattresses, box springs, and clothing.
We're hiring at the Habitat ReStore. Stop by 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard for more information.
Fresh cut greens and oven warm bread. Jars of sweet jam will be red. Good food, good folks. Flavors that shine from winter's chill to spring sunshine. Rutherford County Market at Lane Agri Park.
Local farmers with local meats, vegetables, and other produce at the Winter Spring Rutherford County Farmers Market every Friday through April.
You'll find it there from frost to boneless seas and sing the winter tough and welcoming spring. So bundle up and make your way every Friday at Lane.
At the Lane Agri Park in Murfreesboro.
Get old. Old National Bank, that is. Old National Bank has the experience and service you need to buy a home, make investments, even online and mobile banking.
Old National Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Back in 1985, when Toots first opened, there were very few restaurants in this town. We've seen hundreds of them come and go, and yet we are still so blessed to be in business and be doing business here in Rutherford County.
This is Nick Hayes with Toots Restaurants. After 40 years, we still got them. $6.99 daily lunch specials. Stop by Toots.com and check them out.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Monsi Bolaños.
Beginning in the NBA, where it was a good night for Jaren Jackson Jr. and the Grizzlies.
Coward pressured by a double team. Now jumps it to Jackson. Jackson drives the baseline, running right hand floater. That's the icing on the cake right there, baby.
You just heard it all on the Grizzlies radio network. They outscored the Timberwolves 116-110, where Jackson Jr. ended with 28 points and 12 rebounds. Josh Giddey recorded his sixth triple-double of the season, and the Bulls topped the Cavaliers 127-111. Donovan Mitchell had 32 points in the loss. The Lakers have ruled out DeAndre Ayton for Thursday's game at Utah. In men's college hoops, number 13 Vanderbilt survived 77-70 against Memphis in overtime to stay undefeated. In the NHL, the Hurricanes extended their winning streak to 5 after defeating the Predators 4-1, and the Panthers topped the Kings 3-2. LA has lost 4 in a row.
The Wake Up Crew.
Fueled by 7 Brew Drive-Thru Coffee.
WGNS, The Wake Up Crew.
Fueled by 7 Brew Drive-Thru Coffee.
WGNS.
Merry Christmas from John, Brian, and Dalton.
Are we on? Hello? Hello?
Yep.
We're here. We're here. Do you think he's slipping a little bit?
I don't know what was going on there. I've got it confused.
Oh, there's nothing new.
Sounded like I heard 7 Brew. Sounded like I heard 7 Brew Coffee like twice.
You did.
Why was that?
Because you just repeated it.
No. You don't know how to work the board, evidently.
I do.
Okay, we're powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. The best gift this year, guess what it is?
Electricity.
Twinkling lights and family memories that last forever. And MTE keeps your home glowing for both with electricity. Happy holidays from your friends at Middle Tennessee Electric. Why is it when I turn to him, something comes out of his mouth? I mean, it really does.
Don't look at him.
It makes me laugh.
Well, I normally say things before I think about what I'm saying.
Well, if the people don't know that by now, they never will.
Surely they must.
Have you tried the opposite?
No.
I didn't think so.
It's a Thursday. I'm not used to being here on Thursdays. I'm still adjusting to the new schedule.
Yeah, well, it's going to get back to the regular schedule before long.
So is it?
Don't get comfortable.
Once we get past the holiday season.
Because really, Throwback Thursdays, you mean nothing to us.
That's true. We're not even going to do it today. We're going to do Christmas Name That Tune instead.
Oh, yeah. Oh, get to hear Brian sing again.
And this one, I think the one I've got ready for today, it's got some Elvis in it.
So, it does?
You know, we might. It's less of the you know, the old school.
Oh, so, Mr., I'm going to pick the songs out now.
Well, no, I just saw, it's a YouTube video. I pulled up a YouTube video. It's Quizzy. Called Guess the Christmas Song, Music Quiz, Guess the Song.
Brian. From Quizzy Tunes.
Brian, it's Christmas. Could you not be a little kinder to your son?
No, he can't. He physically cannot. All I've done for him.
Yeah, all you've done for
us. I'm still working here. I could have quit a long time ago. I could make more at McDonald's.
Wow. Dalton, it's Christmas. Could you be a little nicer to your father?
Maybe.
Jonathan Harmon is today's SRM Concrete Good Neighbor of the Day for being community-minded and helping out where needed. Jonathan's going to receive flowers from the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and WGNS. And don't forget, our good neighbor recognition is built by SRM Concrete. Our friends over there, they're locally grown, nationally known, and proud to honor those who make a difference in our community. Happy, by the way, Merry Christmas, Laura. Okay.
You can text the word neighbor to 615-893-1450 to nominate a good neighbor of the day, or head on over to WGNSradio.com/good neighbor.
Too fast. It was too fast. My ears are bleeding.
Well, today's holiday is poured by. No. It is Baked Cookies Day. Got to get those cookies
ready.
Yes,
sir.
It's Christmas. Bake
some cookies, man.
Bake them.
You got to pour the batter.
I just heat them up. I cut them.
I buy those pre-done. Yeah, don't even cut them. The ones that are.
They are the best.
Oh, yeah. I love eating the dough.
624 on the crew.
Stones River Manor, the only faith-based nonprofit home for seniors in Rutherford County.
Everyone is so friendly. They really want to make you happy here.
Stones River Manor offers independent living.
When you get to our age and you live in a house, there's always things that's got to be done. Living here, I don't have to worry about anything.
You don't have a yard to mow. You don't have a roof to repair.
Just what you want to do outside.
Start the journey. They're near the intersection of Haynes Drive and Memorial Boulevard. Online at stonesrivermanor.com.
Ascension St. Thomas Heart is a leader in Middle Tennessee for heart care, providing the most advanced options, including heart surgery and transplants. Our nationally recognized cardiac team cares for more adult hearts than anyone in the state, from AFib to heart failure, using minimally invasive options when possible to help shorten recovery, making Ascension St. Thomas Heart your first choice for routine heart care and cardiac emergencies. Schedule a heart screening or find a cardiologist at ascension.org/St. Thomas Heart.
Access Tennessee News, I'm Carlin Cochran. A 16-year-old is facing multiple charges, including attempted homicide, after a road rage shooting outside a Midtown Nashville hotel. Police say a valet was shot in the leg during a brief argument outside the Virgin Hotel December 5th. Investigators linked the suspect's car to a separate theft, leading to his arrest. The teen is now charged in juvenile court with several gun-related offenses. Nashville transportation officials say they are working to repair dozens of bridges across the city. NDOT maintains more than 400 bridges and underpasses countywide, and more than 25 projects selected for work this year. Crews are wrapping up repairs on the Craighead Street Bridge near Geodis Park and continuing major structural upgrades on the Great Circle Road Bridge. Residents are encouraged to report bridge concerns through Hub Nashville. More news in 30 seconds.
All right, son. Time to put out this campfire.
Dad, we learned about this in school.
Oh, did you now? Okay. What's first?
Smokey Bear said to.
First, drown it with a bucket of water. Then stir it with a shovel.
Wow, you sound just like him.
Then he said.
If it's still warm, then do it again.
Where can I learn all this?
It's all on SmokeyBear.com with other wildfire prevention tips. Because only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
A Lenora City teenager's life changed forever after a 2017 accident left Michael Edmonds quadriplegic and nonverbal. This Christmas, a simple Facebook post asking for cards has brought unexpected joy. More than 500 cards from across the country now fill his home, giving Michael a powerful connection to the outside world and lifting his holiday spirits. Carlin Cochran, Access Tennessee News.
The Wake Up Crew.
Fueled by 7 Brew Drive-Thru Coffee.
WGS.
Merry Christmas from John, Brian, and Dalton.
27 minutes after the hour, we've got Good Neighbor events coming up after Today in History. Another check of the weather and our first look at traffic in just a few minutes. And don't forget it. The CBS Entertainment Report, is it still on the air?
Yes.
With Matt Wolf at 6:57 today. We're just having a good old time here on the Wake Up Crew. It's Christmas. We feel it. We're feeling the magic. And Brian is wearing a bright red jacket in honor of Christmas. His beard's looking a little, you know.
Santa Claus-ish. Yeah.
But is he starting to grow it out down the bottom again? Yeah.
Just the little goatee.
Yeah.
With the chin strap, the chin strap goatee combo.
Chin strap goatee. Oh, I love it. Brian and Dalton.
Yes.
That is us.
We're talking about Christmas. Mm. And Dalton has a list of Christmas gifts that you can get. Brian, once you get the cherries, the chocolate covered cherries out.
Already done.
If you.
They're from last year.
And they're even wrapped from last year. You can get an added gift to go with that.
Did you know that the
cordial
cherries at Aldi are only $1.75 per box?
Hmm. Well, I need to go and get about a case.
Yeah.
Buy them by the truckload. But it's
what
last
kind
minute.
Are they? What kind of which
they're the
brand?
They're the Auntie Anne's.
Oh.
Yeah. Mm. I mean, they're the good stuff.
I don't get the individually wrapped because Heather just has problems with that. And she'll eat the wrapper.
But it's last minute. It's your last chance to get these Christmas gifts. It's that cap is way back by the Christmas tree, John.
Oh, thanks.
Thank you.
It is. John has knocked the cap off his pen, just so everyone knows.
I've got to get it. It's the highlighter
part.
I
know. It's a good highlighter, too. It's last minute Christmas gifts. If you want to get it, you're going to have to go to Amazon. So we've got some Amazon gifts that are available with either 1 or 2 day shipping on Amazon. This one, how about a charcuterie board? It's the actual board, the block wood board you can buy. $26.34 on sale. You can get that delivered today if you order within the right time frame.
No thanks.
Get that. Steam Eye Mask, a 10-pack of heated eye mask, self-heating, disposable, warm compress for eyes, sleep mask, travel essentials. You can get that $8.99 on Amazon. Once again, delivered today, you can get that.
What about a sink board thing?
I haven't seen one.
I don't know what they're called.
Just a cutting board for your
cutting
sink.
Board.
It's a cutting board.
Okay,
yeah.
I'm going to get me one.
Body Restore heated eye mask for dry eyes, a different one. This one's got essential oils in it. $11.99, delivery today. But that's not what you want. You don't want that. You want socks.
Well, could you see me with a CPAP mask and an eye mask?
It's a sticky like mask you put on. You want socks for Christmas, though. I know you do. After that Christmas parade, you kept telling me. You said, I wish I had warm socks.
Was that before or after I hit you with something?
You threw a lot of things
okay,
at me.
Okay, all right.
How about a 5-pack of vintage winter soft, warm, thick, cool, knit wool crew socks, multicolor. In several sizes. $14.99 for the pack. It'll be delivered today if you order it.
That's nice. That's a nice gift.
This one's a little quirky. How about a duck? A little light-up duck that lays on your desk. Flat-laying duck. 3-level dimmable nursery nightlight. $19.99. Delivered today if you order it at the right time.
You put it in your office? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, okay. It lays on your desk. It's also for, like, kids' nurseries and
stuff. Yeah.
Also for your desk, a moon lamp. It looks like the moon, but it's a lamp. 128 colors. That one is $14.98, 2-day delivery if you order today. Here's a candle. We're in the candle section of this list. Who doesn't like a candle for Christmas?
I mean, I love them.
I don't know what the scent on this one is, but on the candle it says, Mom's Last Nerve. Oh, look, it's on fire. $16.99. You can get that one delivered today. Good gift for moms.
Why are candles so expensive?
I don't know. They're ridiculous.
So I found a new, different kind of candle. It's called pearled candle wax.
I've seen those.
Have you ever seen it?
Yeah.
So, for some reason, I've got this wooden thing that had a candle in it, and it never burned right. So, I got the candle out of it, and I bought some of that pearled stuff. Now, I'm not crazy about the scent, but you can get others. But it's really cool. If the candle knocks over, it extinguishes. And it's just little pearls. And as the candle wax melts, it just melts in a little circle. And when you're done, you pluck it out and you can... It's like a new candle every time.
It's cat litter. It's kitty litter, but for candles.
Oh. I have got the perfect gift for you. Remind me to say this in the next segment, okay? Can you hold that till we get back?
Oh, yeah, I got plenty.
All right, and we've got time now for Today in History, brought to you by Turner Security.
Turn to Turner Security. Get back
in time. In 1956, To Tell the Truth debuts on CBS TV.
Truth.
Went from a horror movie to that. In 1963, the Pink Panther film premieres, directed by Blake Edwards and starring Peter Sellers and David Niven. In 1966, Dr. Seuss, How the Grinch Stole Christmas airs for the first time on CBS.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are a heel. You're as cuddly as a cactus. You're as charming as an eel, Mr. Grinch.
And in 1976, A Star Is Born, the film directed by Frank Pearson with Barbara Streisand and Kris Kristofferson premieres. That's the one that Elvis passed on. Big mistake in his career.
Yep.
2009, James Cameron's Avatar, starring Sam Worthington, released in the U.S., becomes the highest grossing film of all time. I think they're fixed to come out with a third one, aren't they?
I think so.
I believe that's right. I believe I've heard them talking about that. I did want to mention, it's a fireplace. It's a concrete piece that sits on your coffee table, Brian.
Oh, I've seen that,
and
yeah.
It has a flame, and you can do s'mores, and you can do marshmallows in your living room. That'd be fun with your dogs.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure it would.
They could jump the flame. See if they can make
it. Teach them tricks.
See to make it. And it's supposed to be very safe.
Go ahead and cook up, Skeeter.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Mostly cloudy for today. Showers in the area. Highs top out near 60 degrees. Winds southerly 5 to 15 miles per hour, higher gusts possible. Tonight, any showers gradually and earliest storm is also possible. Lows drop to 31, and then sunshine with highs only in the 40s for Friday. I'm Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 56.
Good morning. We got some rain in our area. Give yourself a little bit of extra time this morning as it gets heavier down I-40, trying to get out of the Mount Juliet area, leaving Wilson County, westbound I-40, headed on into Hermitage as it gets heavier down 65 here the last few minutes through the Madison area, 65 at Briley Parkway. Hey, when you need dependable towing for your car or big truck here in Middle Tennessee, call the professionals. That would be STR Towing and Recovery. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Good Neighbor Events is brought to you by America Air Pest Control, Old National Bank, and the law offices of John Day.
Friends? Yes. The financial partners whom you've built a relationship with at Old National Bank are still at the Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard location, right here in the borough. And so are the warm, homemade cookies.
Cookies are ready, dear.
Like Grandma used to make. If you need online and mobile banking, Murfreesboro's Old National Bank does that too. You and Old National Bank, better together.
Old National Bank at 2230 Dr. MLK Jr. Boulevard. Old National Bank, member FDIC.
Now, WGNS Good Neighbor Events. Just a reminder, Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation Department is again offering their buy one, get one free monthly or yearly passes to SportsCom or the Patterson Community Center. Buy one, get one free. Those are on sale now at the Patterson Community Center or SportsCom, now through January the 18th. Buy one, get one free. And that's also where they teach yoga, along with at the St. Clair Street Senior Center. Yoga improves your balance and your flexibility, and it builds strength. Check out the yoga classes. If you need a grief support group, or think you might, There's a free one every Wednesday morning at 10 at the St. Clair Senior Center, 325 St. Clair Street. Oh yes, the Million Dollar Quartet, Saturday night at 7:30 and a Sunday matinee at 2. The Million Dollar Quartet at the Art Center of Cannon County in neighboring Woodbury. That's at 1424 John Bragg Highway. For more Good Neighbor events, go to WGNSradio.com.
From brakes and alignments to new tires and wheels, Tire World, locally owned and operated in Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Laverne.
Tire World, we keep your family rolling.
Online at TireWorld.us.
If someone asked, what's your more? Would you be surprised? Well, at First Bank, knowing your more is where we start. Whether it's seeing your kids' college graduation, seeing the world, or seeing the ocean from your patio, your more helps us see who you are. That's why First Bank offers you more time, more access to local lenders and leaders, more answers, and more products. So tell us, what's your more? First Bank. Bank local. Get more. Member FDIC.
McCabe Vision Center.
Everything in my left eye just looked like it was cloudy, foggy, had a skim over it. Looked like I was looking through real dirty glass, and I was having trouble driving. The lights glared, and it's absolutely gone.
He's the eye doctor you hear on the radio.
The eye surgery was a piece of cake. It was so simple. It was so easy. Never felt a thing. Once it was over, able to walk right out.
McCabe Vision Center on Heritage Park Drive.
This message brought to you by the Central Tennessee Regional Solid Waste Planning Board. Visit RecycleRightTN.com for tips, ideas, and locations on where to recycle near you. That's RecycleRightTN.com.
Recycle right, it's all on you. Don't be trashy, recycle classy, recycle right, Tennessee.
Go to RecycleRightTN.com.
Recycle right, Tennessee.
Local farmers, local meats, vegetables, and other produce at the Winter Spring Rutherford County Farmers Market.
Bundle up and make your way every Friday at Lane Agri Park.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is the Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's time for the dad joke of the day. Nice guy.
And it is now 6:39. Welcome back to the Wake Up Crew. Drive carefully, drive safely out there this morning. You only have one more day. It's tomorrow. That's a half day, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So,
not much, of school that is.
The traffic's going to get better, get a little
or
easier.
Or worse, because everybody's out.
Well, there will be around shopping centers and stuff. Yeah, that's for sure. It's time for our dad joke today. He has three thumbs ups and one thumbs down. No. Yeah. No.
Yeah.
Two. Today's Thursday. Two thumbs up, one thumbs down. And right. Now today.
How is Christmas exactly like your job?
I don't know how.
You do all the work and some fat guy in a suit gets all the credit.
Oh, man. Thumbs down.
Ooh. You know what's crazy? I like that one.
It's a thumbs up for you then. I think that system's going to work. You're not happy with either one of it. It's a thumbs up.
Okay, thank you.
Mine was negated.
Oh, but Dalton's always influencing John.
Did we prove our point?
This is all a scam.
It's a thumbs up.
It doesn't matter.
6:41.
CBS News Brief. During a primetime address, President Trump praises his economic record as he blames the Biden administration for inflation.
I am bringing those high prices down and bringing them down very fast.
Republicans in the House have passed a health care bill that excludes an extension of Obamacare tax credits. CBS's Caitlin Huey Burns.
The legislation would expand small business access to health plans and help lower drug costs, but it does not extend the Affordable Care Act subsidies set to expire at the end of the year.
Today, Pope Leo named a fellow Chicagoan, Bishop Ronald Hicks, to replace outgoing Cardinal Timothy Dolan as head of New York's Catholic Archdiocese. Bill Donahue is president of the Catholic League.
To fill the shoes of Cardinal Dolan, good luck to the new Archbishop of New York.
Hicks is 58, Cardinal Dolan, 75. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Now, an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
As national conversations continue around cannabis reform, Murfreesboro business leaders are watching closely. Paradise Hemp Company CEO Nick Stevens voiced support for reclassifying marijuana from a Schedule 1 to a Schedule 3 drug, aligning with substances like ketamine and codeine. Stevens emphasized that easing restrictions would unlock critical research opportunities and combat widespread misinformation. The move could potentially pave the way for broader legalization efforts. President Donald Trump indicated that he's considering reclassification, a shift that follows the Biden administration's prior steps in the same direction. No official response has been issued from Tennessee lawmakers on how the reclassification might affect state regulations. Meanwhile, another major industry in Tennessee is making strides on the global stage. The Tennessee Department of Agriculture has secured over $880,000 in federal funding through the USDA's Emerging Markets Program to promote the state's hardwood exports. With global demand for hardwood rising, trade missions are planned to India and Vietnam, where Tennessee representatives aim to build new partnerships and open export channels. In Rutherford County, where forestry remains a key economic contributor, this funding could bring long-term benefits. The initiative includes inbound delegations to tour local sawmills and forest operations, spotlighting the region's resources and manufacturing capabilities. That's all for now. For more local news in a quick, digestible format, check out the Rutherford Roundup podcast on Spotify, iTunes, YouTube, and over on our website. I'm Dalton Barrett for News Radio WGNS, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
The Christmas season should feel like joy, not financial stress. At Heritage South Community Credit Union, we focus on people helping people. Whether you need help with a little extra funds, managing the money you already saved, or getting a head start on saving for next year's Christmas presents, we can help. In fact, we help when others won't. Visit our website, heritagesouth.org, to learn more about holiday specials at Heritage South. Insured by NCUA.
Since 1989, Franklin's Printworks has been Rutherford County's trusted print partner, delivering high-quality, fast-turnaround printing for businesses, organizations, and individuals.
Letterhead, envelopes, business cards, brochures, booklets, all that is still our bread and butter. We do it every day.
Jeff Carlton with Franklin's Printworks.
The needs have evolved for most businesses, and they're looking for a large format capability, or they're looking for a direct mail capability. We're glad to help with those.
Franklin's Printworks, your local printing expert.
Whether it's a cough, a fever, or something you can't quite name, MMC Now makes care easy. Walk right in, get seen quickly, and your visit connects directly to your MMC doctor. Care you trust, with providers you know, with digital check-in and multiple locations around town. MMC Now is here when you need us.
This message brought to you by the Central Tennessee Regional Solid Waste Planning Board. Visit RecycleRightTN.com for tips, ideas, and locations on where to recycle near you.
Don't be trashy, recycle classy, recycle right, Tennessee.
Recycling isn't just about tossing materials in a bin. It's about knowing which materials are accepted. Go to RecycleRightTN.com.
Recycle right, Tennessee.
Hi, this is Nick Hayes with Toots Restaurants, and we want to thank you for 40 great years of good food and fun.
At Toots, we still have the same specials, the same quality, the same portion sizes, even after 40 years.
And we have the best kids menu in town.
And our family would like to thank this community for supporting Toots for 40 years.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
Access Tennessee News, I'm Carlin Cochran. An 18-year-old Dixon County man is charged with first-degree murder following the shooting death of his former girlfriend. Police say the teen was shot while trying to get out of a car Tuesday night near Highway 70. She later died at a Nashville hospital. The suspect, Hunter Jackson, was arrested in White Bluff and remains jailed on a $3 million bond. A Republican lawmaker in Tennessee is proposing a new system to help schools identify students in crisis before emergencies happen. The bill would require districts to track early warning signs such as bullying, mental health concerns, or self-harm and report them to threat assessment teams. Supporters say the information would remain anonymous and help schools intervene early and prevent tragedies. More news in 30 seconds.
All right, son. Time to put out this campfire.
Dad, we learned about this in school.
Oh, did you now? Okay. What's first?
Smokey Bear said to.
First, drown it with a bucket of water, then stir it with a shovel.
Wow. You sound just like him.
Then he said,
if it's still warm, then do it again.
Where can I learn all this?
It's all on SmokeyBear.com with other wildfire prevention tips. Because only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
A new resource center for survivors of mass violence is now open in Middle Tennessee. The Heart House, located in Brentwood, offers free counseling, group support, and community space for those impacted by violent tragedy. Funded through Tennessee Voices for Victims, the center aims to help survivors heal by connecting with others who share similar experiences. Services are available at no cost. Carlin Cochran, Access Tennessee News.
The Wake Up Crew.
Fueled by 7 Brew Drive-Thru Coffee.
WGS.
Merry Christmas from John, Brian, and Dalton.
It's 6:48. You're listening to the Wake Up Crew. Warmer weather ahead with a little rain. Are you playing your fingers?
Stabbed myself in the eye.
Okay, now you got me doing it. Okay.
Me off. What a jerk.
Sure did.
What a turd.
It's time to go get a donut. It is about 6:49 now.
somewhere in there.
And we're talking about Christmas gifts that you can get at the last minute. And we still do. Do we have a few left?
Oh, we got a bunch.
Okay.
We got as many as we need.
All right. John. Let's go for it.
How about some for the kids? Something for the kids. Some Lego sunflower building toys. You build little sunflowers with the Legos. $7.99 is the price. You get two of those in there. You build two sunflowers. 2-day delivery. So if you get it today, you can have it in 2 days. A cell phone stand, maybe for the older kids. This is a little stand. It's got a built-in Bluetooth speaker. It connects to your phone. You can sit it there so you can watch movies and stuff on your phone.
That's neat. How much is it?
That one is $18.99, 2-day delivery. Not bad.
So you said Legos a minute ago, right?
Yes.
Did you know that there is a store here in Murfreesboro now?
A Lego store?
On North Thompson Lane. It's called Bricks and Minifigs. Ah. And when they opened last Saturday, there was a line out into Thompson Lane.
Nice.
Yeah.
About like in and out.
Yeah.
Thought I would
Legos
show
are fun. Them. And they're in. It's a big thing this year, Legos. Let's see. What else do we have here? This one's a cool one for the grandparents. So this is a big thing this year that I've seen a lot of. This is called Nana's Life Story Journal, hardcover, a meaningful keepsake for Nana to share her journey and memories. So you give it to the grandparents and they write their it's got prompts and they write their life story in the book. That one's $24.99, 2-day delivery. You can get that in time for Christmas. How about a nose hair trimmer? Always a good one. You can get this nose hair trimmer for $52.79. It's a fancy one. It's got lots of different attachments. It has 2-day delivery. You can get it just in time.
I take care of mine.
I have a manual nose hair trimmer.
Yeah, I hate it.
I got rid of my electric one and swapped to a manual, and I like it so much better. I have way less pulling. I don't have to worry about every time I went to trim my nose hairs,
never really have
dead.
I don't really have a problem with that, do you?
Well.
Oh. I had for a while, but it would be like one. Mm. And but you know,
mine get long. It tickles my nose.
Yeah, it makes me sneeze.
Yeah.
A globe. Globes are fun.
No,
like
not.
A globe, like Earth.
Like a globe, you know, like a spinning globe.
Spinning
this
globe.
One's really cool though. It's called the Let's Make Memories personalized cork globe. It comes with push pins, and you pin places that you visited on the globe, so you can keep all the memories.
Yeah.
Of
that
where
feels
you've
good
been.
In a den or somebody's office.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
Can you put more than one pin in since we went to Gatlinburg like every year?
You just stick a bunch of pins all in, maybe all in Pigeon
really
Forge.
Big one.
We're getting some repeats here. There's another toilet light, John, just so you know. This one is only $11.99. It'll be here today if you order
They're
it.
They're very popular.
I'm gonna get it for Dirty Santa.
I love mine. You'll like it.
It's called a toilet light.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. This one's called a toil light.
So it's been a day now. You haven't given me the link yet, so I'll just look it up.
This one's fun for couples. Couples out there. This is the Hula Home hand casting kit for couples or family with a mounting plaque. So you put your hands together, you hold hands, and you dip it in the bucket, and it makes a plaster cast of your hands, and you can put that on display so that everyone can see how much you like each other or whatever. $34.99, it'll be here today if you go ahead and order it now.
All right, thank you, Dalton. That's a look at the gifts that you can get at the last minute. Toilet lights on my way. I'm gonna get that. That's for sure. It's time for celebrity birthdays.
For anybody in the audience who's got a birthday today, happy birthday to you.
1886, Ty Cobb, American Baseball Hall of Fame outfielder. 1916, Betty Grable, American singer, dancer, and she was a pinup girl. Every boy in America loved Betty Grable.
I never get a chance at romance. The boys all want to date my sister Kate. Katie never read a book, and she never learned to cook. But she's always got a string of fish upon her hook.
1943, Keith Richards, English guitarist and songwriter of the Rolling Stones. 1946, Steven Spielberg was born, American director, E.T., Close Encounters, Jaws. Have y'all ever thought about quitting your day job and going into impressions? I wouldn't. Katie Holmes, 1978, American actress in Dawson's Creek and Batman Begins.
Where's Rachel?
That's gotten worse every time he's done it.
I know, it's like too exaggerated now. It used to be really good. 1980, Christina Aguilera, American singer.
I am beautiful, no matter what they say.
And 2001, Billie Eilish, American singer, songwriter. And that's a look at celebrity birthdays locally around Murfreesboro. Let's see, we've got Chip Pinion, David McCullough, Joe Harding, Dawn Eaton, Steve Benson, Jeremiah Brown, and Diana Benedict.
You can add names to our list by calling or texting 615-893-1450 for the Slick Pig Barbecue Birthday Club.
Time to take a look at the weather.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Mostly cloudy for today. Showers in the area. Highs top out near 60 degrees. Winds southerly 5 to 15 miles per hour. Higher gusts possible. Tonight, any showers gradually and earliest storm is also possible. Lows drop to 31, and then sunshine with highs only in the 40s for Friday. I'm Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 56.
Local farmers, local meats, vegetables, and other produce at the Winter Spring Rutherford County Farmers Market.
Bundle up and make your way every Friday at Lane Agri Park.
Good morning. It's finally starting to build here on 24 westbound at Bell Road. All that traffic up through the Antioch area coming in right now from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County. Some rain south of Nashville. Be careful on 65 down through certain parts of Williamson County. Again, the further south you go, you're running into some rain down I-65 south of Nashville. When you need dependable towing for a car or truck, call the professionals, STR Towing and Recovery. Check them out, strtow.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
WGNS is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Through Sharing Change, MTE members round up their bills to support local nonprofits. Find out more how your spare change can make a difference at sharingchange.org.
Shut up and say,
well, those deals never seem to stop.
Hi, I am Tina. You never know what you may find at the Habitat Restore.
Hi, I'm Wendy.
Hey, this is Rocky. You never know what you'll find at the Habitat Restore.
We have doors.
Shopping at the Restore.
Yes, we have doors. We have interior and exterior doors available.
Hey, come check them out.
We're hiring at the Habitat Restore. Stop by 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, for more information.
Play an old guitar from 1:30 to 1:30. Trying to make a living while everybody else is having fun.
Don't just go to any barber. Go to the singing barber, Charlie Pitts. Get a great haircut and entertainment, too. That's Charlie Pitts, 2528 Las Casas Pike. Phone 615-785-0966. That's Charlie Pitts.
Mercy.
This is the CBS Entertainment Report. Are you ready to light the lights? The teaser trailer for the return of The Muppet Show is out. It's a one-shot that'll be on Disney Plus for the show's 50th anniversary, February 4th, with Sabrina Carpenter. Don't be jealous, Miss Piggy.
Icicles form.
No, your ears don't deceive you. That's the chairman of the board, Frank Sinatra, in a virtual duet with Pentatonix. I've got my love to keep me warm. Done with the blessing of the Sinatra estate and some unused vocals from Frank, too. Very cool. And yes, it's the number one song on the Billboard Adult Contemporary chart. Here's to you, Blue Eyes. For CBS Entertainment, I'm Matt Wolf.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Keep your career moving forward with growth opportunities, great pay and benefits, and one of the country's top workplaces. Go to careers.progressive.com and apply today.
The Wake Up Crew.
Fueled by 7 Brew Drive-Thru Coffee.
WGS.
Merry Christmas from John, Brian, and Dalton.
It is... You guys are killing me. He's got their recorder out again. It's 2 minutes before 7 o'clock, and don't forget, Jonathan Harmon is today's Good Neighbor of the Day.
How could I forget?
By SRM Concrete. Well, you can, because I'll repeat it today, and Brian will do it in the second hour. And he's very community-minded and helps out where needed. Jonathan's going to receive flowers from the Ryan's Flower Coffee and Gifts people and WGNS. Our good neighbor recognition is built by SRM Concrete, locally grown, nationally known, and proud to honor those who make a difference in our community.
And they paid for that.
I got it in.
You can nominate someone as our good neighbor of the day. Did you know that?
Yeah.
You text the word neighbor to 615-893-1450 to get them in, or WGNSradio.com/goodneighbor.
WGNS delivers 48 hours of nonstop holiday hits Christmas Eve and day. Presented by Kenneth Barrett for Sheriff, Middle Tennessee Electric, Farm Bureau Insurance Adam Tipton, and Whitfin Funeral Chapels.
The Good Neighbor Network, WGNS, Murfreesboro, Smyrna, flagship station for MTSU sports. Courthouse clock time, 7 o'clock.
President defends his record.
11 months ago, I inherited a mess, and I'm fixing it.
Nick Reiner appears in court.
He did not enter a plea and remains held without bail.
Search for Brown University gunman.
We all want this to be resolved as soon as possible.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. In a primetime speech last night, President Trump defended his first year in office, dismissed concern about affordability, and as we hear from White House correspondent Weijia Jiang, he blamed his predecessor for the country's problems.
11 months into his second term, President Trump addressed a nation he says is roaring back.
Our country is ready to fail, totally failed. Now, we're the hottest country anywhere in the world.
In a primetime speech, the president delivered a dramatic defense of his presidency and took direct aim at his predecessor, former President Joe Biden. Trump argued his policies have fixed past immigration and border issues.
We inherited the worst border anywhere in the world, and we quickly turned it into the strongest border in the history of our country.
And solved economic woes.
Inflation has stopped. Wages are up. Prices are down.
But according to the Consumer Price Index, the latest data says inflation sits at 3%, the same as it was the month he took office, and Americans are feeling it. CBS News polling finds a majority of people, 76%, say their income is not keeping up with those inflation rates. Despite the concerns, Trump remains confident his plan is working.
We're poised for an economic boom the likes of which the world has never seen.
President Trump also praised the military and announcing what he calls warrior dividend payments, end-of-the-year bonuses worth $1,776 for nearly 1.5 million service members.
Nick Reiner made his first court appearance yesterday, facing two counts of murder for the killing of his parents, filmmaker Rob Reiner and his wife Michelle. CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti was in the courtroom.
Shackled and shielded from cameras in a Los Angeles courtroom, Nick Reiner wore a blue padded safety vest used for suicide prevention.
Do you waive your right to speedy arraignment?
His arraignment on charges of murdering his parents, Rob and Michelle Reiner, postponed to next month. After the hearing, his attorney urged the public not to rush to judgment.
There are very complex and serious issues that are associated with this case.
CBS News has learned hours after the argument with his father at Conan O'Brien's party Saturday night, Nick Reiner checked into a Santa Monica hotel early Sunday morning, a few miles from his parents' Brentwood home. Authorities revealed the couple was found later that day, stabbed to death in their bedroom. About 5 hours later, Nick Reiner was seen buying Gatorade at a convenience store near downtown LA, moments before the LAPD arrested him.
Authorities hunting for the Brown University shooter released new enhanced video of a person of interest and a picture of a second person who could help in the search. CBS's Tom Hansen.
Law enforcement officials in Providence appeared no closer to finding the gunman who burst into a Brown University classroom Saturday, killing two students and wounding nine others.
But it's unknown to us where this person works. It's unknown to us if he was an affiliate of Brown. That's all unknown to us.
The shooting occurred in a part of the engineering building where there were few cameras, providing little useful video. Authorities asked the public to review their own security and phone footage in the hopes they may find something that leads them to the person of interest. Providence Mayor Brett Smiley acknowledged the community's frustration with the pace of the investigation.
Their frustration is valid. I feel the same frustration, and my neighbors feel the same frustration. I'm in no way discounting that. I understand that.
Authorities admitted they still don't know how many people were inside the classroom at the time of the shooting, but some of the students they've interviewed have described the shooter as resembling that person of interest they are struggling to find.
Now to Capitol Hill, where CBS's Caitlin Huey Burns is covering the end-of-the-year moves on health care.
With just 2 weeks to go before health care premiums are set to rise for roughly 20 million Americans. House Republicans passed their own health care proposal last night. The legislation would expand small business access to health plans and help lower drug costs, but it does not extend the Affordable Care Act subsidies set to expire at the end of the year. That exclusion spurred a revolt from four Republican lawmakers representing battleground districts who joined a Democratic-led effort to force a vote on the issue to the House floor.
We did everything in our power to try to protect these people who need help.
The proposal would continue the Obamacare tax credits for another 3 years, something Republican leadership opposes.
It's 5 minutes after the hour.
Through trusted relationships and national reach, CVS Health is uniquely positioned to simplify care. Learn more at cvshealth.com/investorday.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
The Trump administration has struck a major weapons deal with Taiwan.
In a move that is likely to not sit well with China, the Trump administration announces a sale of medium-range missiles, howitzers, and drones as part of a package worth more than $10 billion. The eight-arm sales agreements cover 82 high-mobility artillery rocket systems and 420 Army tactical missile systems, similar to what the U.S. had been providing Ukraine during the Biden administration to defend itself from Russia. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
And the Oscars go to YouTube.
Please welcome four-time Oscar viewer,
The Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences has announced the award ceremony will stream on YouTube beginning in 2029. YouTube will also have red carpet coverage and the Oscar nominations announcement. ABC will continue broadcasting the Oscars until 2028, the 100th anniversary of the awards. The Oscars will be the first major award show to do away with broadcast television entirely. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
Blue Origin is set to launch six people for a suborbital space flight on its new Shepard rocket. CBS News space contributor Christian Davenport says the launch is notable for a woman who is part of the crew.
What we're seeing is a move where accessing space is becoming a little bit more routine, and it's opening up to people like this who are using a wheelchair and actually will make it outside of the atmosphere, which I think is a significant detail.
German aerospace engineer Michaela Benthaus is that person. She's used a wheelchair since 2018. A mountain biking accident left her with spinal cord damage. Time on the roundup. 8 past the hour.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-230-2777. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-230-2777. That's 800-230-2777. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
Now you're up to date on the latest national news. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News Radio. More local news, traffic, weather, and fun continues with the Wake Up Crew here on News Radio WGNS.
Hey there, good morning everybody. I'm Brian Barrett, joined by John Dinkins and Dalton Barrett as we move along with the Wake Up Crew here this morning. We need to check on the latest traffic and weather. We do that now, all brought to you by our friends at Toots.
When we started our flagship restaurant on Broad Street, who would have known we'd have grown and touched each four corners of Rutherford County? Now we have locations in South Murfreesboro, Smyrna, West Murfreesboro, and the original on 860 Northwest Broad Street.
Swing by one of our four locations after a game for some good food and fun.
Thank you, Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Rutherford County.
Thank you to our patrons and customers.
Thank you.
Good food and fun.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Mostly cloudy for today. Showers in the area. Highs top out near 60 degrees. Winds southerly 5 to 15 miles per hour. Higher gusts possible. Tonight, any showers gradually and earliest storm is also possible. Lows drop to 31. And then sunshine with highs only in the 40s for Friday. I'm Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 55.
Get old. Old National Bank, that is. Old National Bank has the experience and service you need to buy a home, make investments, even online and mobile banking.
Old National Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Rain's moving into our area now. Give yourself extra time, especially coming up 65. We see some heavy rain that could affect your drive on 65 coming up from Williamson County. Also on I-40, they're getting hit pretty good out on the west side with some rain and thunderstorms. Again, weather, give yourself extra time here in Middle Tennessee. Hey, when you need dependable towing for your car or truck, call the professionals. STR Towing and Recovery. Check them out first at strtow.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Clark's Auction Company will get you top dollar for your property.
With an option, you'll receive a contract with no contingencies. That means the sale of your property won't depend on an inspection, financing, or appraisals.
Till you're 27 and a half.
The Wake Up Crew.
Fueled by 7 Brew Drive-Thru Coffee.
WGNS.
Santa Claus comes tonight. No more days to count, but the even longer wait begins. The suspense of having to wait from bedtime till morning. Yes, kids all over the world say their prayers and go to sleep, knowing that when they wake up, the little fat man with the long white beard will have stopped by their houses and left the answer to a wish from the most wonderful magical sack there ever was.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
On the housetop, reindeer paws. Out jumps good old Santa Claus. Down through the chimney with lots of toys, all for the little ones' Christmas joys.
Ho, ho, ho!
Oh, who wouldn't go?
Ho, ho, ho!
Who wouldn't go? Up on the housetop, click, click, click. Down through the chimney with good Saint Nick. First comes the stocking of little Nell.
Gene Autry there. Christmas cheer spreading all around. Glad you're with us here this morning. 12 after 7 on the Wake Up Crew from WGNS. Thursday morning, it is the 18th of December, episode 1811 of The Crew, and we're getting closer and closer to the big day. 7 days. It's a week from today. Christmas Day. First Christmas for a little bit.
That's true. Yep. First one.
She's enjoyed the tree.
She can sit up.
Yeah.
She's ready to open gifts. She'll probably eat the wrapping paper, but...
Ah, there have been worse things eaten.
That's true. The other day, we were eating pizza, and you know, they give you those packets of Parmesan cheese and red pepper flakes, and I just instinctively handed her a packet to chew on, and it was the red pepper flakes.
Oh, boy.
But they didn't seem to bother her, so... But she sucked straight through that paper plastic, or that paper packaging.
Wow.
So, although now I'm going to get, a call from DCS or something, but...
She
likes to chew stuff. She's big on eating things.
Yeah, knuckles.
Everything goes straight to the mouth. If you give her a toy, it does not matter. Whatever you give her, it's straight to the mouth.
Yeah. She's going to have teeth one day, too.
Yeah, soon.
Yeah. So, anyway, I always turn my Christmas lights on. I don't turn them on any other time except when she comes over.
That's why he's in the Christmas spirit this year.
Yeah.
It'll be gone by next.
She likes the little twinkle.
Yeah, you get those bubble lights. So yeah.
And don't forget, when she's acting bad, you can always send her back home. That's the great thing about being grandfather. Or pops.
Can I use the line, I'm going to tell your dad? How's that
going
to go?
Probably won't go well. Right now, her new thing is when we're getting onto the dog, we'll say no, and she'll laugh. She thinks the word no is funny. So that doesn't bode well for us once she gets a little older.
No, not at all. You're in trouble.
She's not going to know you're talking to her.
No, I mean, I think we'll say, no, Lena, stop, and she'll just laugh at us.
I've been secretly teaching her that.
Oh, I'm sure you have, actually.
There's no telling what's going on.
I am sure it came from you yelling at Skeeter. I bet she thinks that's hilarious.
Well, I have to yell at the dogs. I mean, he's just a bonehead.
Yeah, and I'm sure she thinks it's funny.
Well, kind of. Seeing them do stupid stuff. So, 7 days until Christmas. 14 days until the new year, 2026, around the corner. School's out tomorrow after a half day or a two-hour day or a skip day, whatever you are doing tomorrow. I have no idea.
I'm eating a donut right now.
I noticed.
It's left over from Saturday. Me and John are both eating donuts.
I brought those in. Thank you. You're welcome.
I'm sure you did. That's why it's stale. He took them home after the grocery show and brought them back. But it is my favorite donut from Donut Country, the Dutch Crumb.
Well, good for you. It's not Throwback Thursday, even though it is Thursday. We're going to do something else. So, I guess hit it, Maestro.
Oh, we're starting now?
Well, I thought, what else are we going to do?
I mean, that's fine. It's a little Christmas edition of Name That Tune.
Name That Tune!
Name That Tune!
I hate him. Here we go, first tune.
Santa Claus is coming.
Santa Claus is coming to town by the Jacksons, Jackson 5.
Nice and rosy and comfy and cozy always.
Jing-a-ling-a-ling. Oh, we don't have much time on this one.
No, we don't have any time at all.
Okay.
Sleigh Ride.
Sleigh Ride, that's it.
Who's it sung by?
I don't know.
Martha and the Vandals.
Oh,
close. The Ronettes.
Close.
Name that tune.
Oh.
Andy Williams, The Most Wonderful Time of the Year.
There you go. It gives you a second to, say your answer.
Mm-hmm.
This one's different than the last one.
It's the most wonderful time.
That's right.
And it's been so long.
I have no clue.
I have not a guess. Nope. I've never heard that before.
Me either.
Let's see what it is. That is Driving Home for Christmas by Chris Rea.
Who is Chris Rea?
I've never heard him either. Rudolph by Gene Autry.
That's Santa Claus is Coming to Town.
Oh, Santa Claus is Coming to Town by Gene Autry.
I don't know.
Here comes Santa Claus.
Oh, we were both wrong.
Right down Santa Claus.
I got Gene Autry.
You got
right?
Gene Autry. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
I have no idea.
Not sure.
This one's harder.
This one's much more. I might go back to a different one.
I don't know that I've heard this one. Merry Christmas, everybody. Slade.
They don't give you a lot of time.
No. Listening once again. With candy canes and It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Bing Crosby.
Bing Crosby. Yep. We got that one. That
is
was
it
a good
Bing's? Maybe. I guess. It's
beginning to look like Perry Como. We missed it.
And the Fontaine Sisters.
He
we
does
got
sound
title.
A lot like Bing Crosby, though.
Elvis.
Oh, good one.
Well, what's
Blue
the song?
Christmas.
Blue Christmas.
Yeah. Oh, is it?
Yeah. Good one.
I went out on a limb on that one.
Yeah.
Let's see. Rocking Around the Christmas Tree.
Brenda Lee.
Good job, Brian.
Thanks.
I've only played it 50,000 times.
It's only like the most popular Christmas song.
We got time for one more, I think. Hopefully after this one. The
Christmas tree. All right, let's see. What's next? Is that the Beach Boys?
Wham.
Is that Last Christmas?
I don't think
no.
so.
Or you just said that.
Let's see. What is the artist?
Band-Aid.
This is News Radio WGNS. Prime Time Sports.
Sponsored by the law offices of John Day.
From the Fox Sports studios in Los Angeles. Here's Monsi Bolaños.
Beginning in the NBA, where it was a good night for Jaren Jackson Jr. and the Grizzlies.
Coward, pressured by a double team. Now jumps it to Jackson. Jackson drives the baseline, running right hand floater. That's the icing on the cake right there, baby.
You just heard it all on the Grizzlies radio network. They outscored the Timberwolves 116-110, where Jackson Jr. ended with 28 points and 12 rebounds. Josh Giddey recorded his sixth triple-double of the season, and the Bulls topped the Cavaliers 127-111. Donovan Mitchell had 32 points in the loss. The Lakers have ruled out DeAndre Ayton for Thursday's game at Utah. In men's college hoops, number 13 Vanderbilt survived 77-70 against Memphis in overtime to stay undefeated. In the NHL, the Hurricanes extended their winning streak to 5 after defeating the Predators 4-1, and the Panthers topped the Kings 3-2. LA has lost 4 in a row.
This is a paid legal ad.
At the law offices of John Day, we take only real cases that make a real difference.
Dear John, I want you to know that I appreciate everything you have done so much. I know you went over and beyond, and that's why I just think the world of you. Thank you, Robert K.
My pleasure, Robert. If you're ever injured, know that we are here for you too. Call the law offices of John Day for a free consultation. And remember, there's no fee unless we win your case. Seriously injured? Call me, John Day.
If you can dream it, Fair Construction can turn it into reality. Shop local, Fair Construction Company. I'm Ron Hall. Investing in property can be nerve-wracking. It does not have to be. Fair Construction offers high-quality craftsmanship, quick response, and attention to detail. Our goal is to keep your expenses low while focusing on our attention on high-quality services. I'm Ron Hall. Shop local. Let our family business help you. Fair Construction Company.
Fresh cut greens and oven warm bread. Jars of sweet jam will be red. Good food, good folks. Flavors that shine from winter's chill to spring sunshine. Every Friday, feel the spark. Rutherford County Market at Lane Agri Park.
Local farmers with local meats, vegetables, and other produce at the Winter Spring Rutherford County Farmers Market every Friday through April.
You'll find it there from frost to bloom the season. Sing, we're winter tough and welcoming spring. So bundle up and make your way every Friday at Lane Agri Park.
Ezra Park in Murfreesboro.
The Wake Up Crew.
Fueled by 7 Brew Drive-Thru Coffee.
WGS.
Merry Christmas from John, Ryan, and Dalton.
We're back on the Wake Up Crew at 722. We're headed to the Villages of Murfreesboro, and we've got Chandra McDaniel joining us, the Community Relations Director. Melissa Moulet is here, the Life Enrichment Director, and it's double trouble today.
Hi, Brian.
Hello.
Good morning, Brian. Thank you for
Merry
having
Christmas.
Us again.
Merry Christmas to the two of you. It's, Chandra, been a busy holiday season. You had a cool event last night where you had family coming in. And tell me about your open house. How did that go?
Oh, it was amazing. We invited all the families. And this time we didn't do a sit-down dinner. We did hors d'oeuvres and just mingling. And all the employees made old-fashioned homemade candy. And all the residents seemed to love that. And we just had a great time.
So what did you make?
I made Buckeyes, if you know what that is. Peanut butter balls, some people call them.
Yeah, yeah. Down here in the South, that's what we call them, peanut butter balls.
Oh, yeah.
What did you make, Melissa?
I made Christmas mice.
Christmas mice. Okay. Yes. That sounds...
They're very, very adorable.
Adorable. Okay.
I will send you a picture.
I would love to see those. Does it have chocolate involved, I'm sure?
Yes. You take a maraschino cherry, you dip it in chocolate, and take a Hershey's Kiss and make his little head and then make his nose and his ears. In his eyes.
Nice.
Well, he's very cute.
That's a lot more detail than I would just have to eat them. So
it was a lot of fun watching the residents, you know, hold them up over their mouths and taking pictures. Looking like they're eating a mouse.
They're eating a mouse. So
yeah. And I made the viral cranberry coated, sugar coated cranberries. They pop in your mouth. They actually work.
I'm sure you had to taste test a lot of those.
About 500.
That's what would happen to me. Oh, I only have half a batch to take. But
Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Cranberries Thanksgiving.
I'm sure Christmas has been pretty hectic. Just really busy at the Villages. It always is from year to year. And maybe tell us some of the things that have happened over the past few weeks.
We've had a lot of entertainment. It started the day before Thanksgiving. We started our celebrating Christmas. We had Ross Moore here. He did a fabulous show. We had Kristen yesterday. She did all
she's a violinist.
She did all Christmas music. She plays the violin and the guitar. We have the bell ringers. They're the bell ringers. They're coming in to do hymns on their bells. We have Nativity Church is coming on Saturday morning at 10. There's a lot going on. We're doing arts and crafts today before our open house.
I encourage people to come right now. You know, everybody comes to take tours, to, you know, visit the Villages, but it's always looking amazing. But right now it's spectacular with our 7 Christmas trees. And we are practically full, but everybody can get on the waiting list. It's just a great place to live.
Well, you know, people that come by and come to the Villages actually see the beautiful facility, but there's something special about seeing it all decked out for the holidays. It's just beautiful. How many trees do you have, Chandra?
7.
7.
Yep.
Now,
hope and decorate all of them. They're and each one is a different theme. So we have an owl tree, a Grinch tree, a
Santa Claus,
and
Frosty.
Lots of them.
We have a lot of
peanuts,
nutcrackers too.
Yeah, we have 50 nutcrackers.
Wow,
it's something to see. Yeah,
quite a collection. So it's worth just coming by and taking the tour just to see all the decorations out.
It really is. And if people call to come take a tour, they can also have lunch. You know, Chef Barbara, her food is amazing. So
fabulous.
And, you know, we offer 3 meals a day. So that's a great thing.
So many of the reasons why you want to head over to the Villages of Murfreesboro, and you get to see Chandra and all the staff. And, you know, we get to talk to you each week. And Chandra, I will say that from... You know, yourself and Melissa and Sandy and Barbara, Jeb, Hope starts there, you know, really have a good staff together of folks who care about the community there. So appreciate all of you sharing each week with us what's going on at the Villages.
Oh, we love it.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Well, I hope you will have a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And we look forward to seeing what 2026 has going. I'm sure, Melissa, you got a lot of things planned out for January already.
I am in the works of it right now, getting some fun things going.
I can't wait. So I hope you two have a good Christmas.
You too. Merry Christmas.
Our friends from the Villages of Murfreesboro joining, Chandra McDaniel, the Community Relations Director, and Melissa Moulet, the Life Enrichment Director. You can find the Villages at 2550 Willow Oak Trail. Now, that's out really between Medical Center Parkway and Wilkinson Pike. Cuts through from both ways. If you take the shortcut around Medical Center, you're on Wilkinson, most likely. TheVillagesMurfreesboro.com or Facebook.com/TheVillagesMurfreesboro. Stay with us. More to come here on the Wake Up Crew, 728 now.
From lift kits to tires, Tire World has the experts and the knowledge to get it done.
This is Gator with Tire World Off-Road. We're your local Rough Country dealer. So when you're ready to add some character to your rig, ask for Gator at Tire World on Memorial Boulevard.
Life changes, then it changes again. Hi, I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin. A job loss, change in health, or loss of a loved one can have a big impact on your family's financial security. Let's work together to help make sure that you're equipped for life's unexpected events. Stop by our office in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard or give us a call at 615-907-7056 for an appointment. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
We're talking with Sue and Bob Turpin at the Villages of Murfreesboro. Why did you select the Villages?
Well, I had a couple of falls.
My daughter said, it's time for you to do something instead of me having to do something.
And our daughter decided that we needed to go somewhere.
It was a hard move for me. So we looked at several places, but the Villages of Murfreesboro was the one. We just fell in love with it. So bright and airy. Everybody we've met have just been super.
The Villages of Murfreesboro.
Every holiday season, Middle Tennessee comes alive. From small town parades to tree lightings in our local squares, our communities shine with laughter, music, and the spirit of the season. MTE is proud to help light those moments, supporting the traditions that bring neighbors together. Because around here, it means more than electricity. It's the energy our communities share. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
SRM Concrete is the largest ready-mix producer in the country, yet is still family-owned and operated. Locally grown, nationally known, SRM delivers unmatched quality and service. You call, we haul. We're SRM Concrete.
The Wake Up Crew.
Fueled by 7 Brew Drive-Thru Coffee.
WGS.
Merry Christmas from John, Brian, and Dalton.
7:30, we made it, and more Christmas Name That Tune coming up here in just a few.
Maybe.
Well,
playing Finish the Lyrics.
And today we got some birthdays.
We do, and happy birthday to Chip Pinion, David McCullough, Joe Harding, Don Eaton, Stephen Benson, Jeremiah Brown, and Diane Benedict.
My grandmother-in-law celebrating a birthday.
That is correct.
You can go ahead and get in some more to us. 615-893-1450 is the phone number. WGNSradio.com/birthdays is the website. Delicious bowl of banana pudding from Slick Pig. That is the prize, so get them in right now.
Okay, stay tuned. We have some more fun coming up. I don't know what it's going to be, but you're going to like it.
WGNS delivers 48 hours of nonstop holiday hits Christmas Eve and Day. Presented by Kenneth Barrett for Sheriff. Middle Tennessee Electric, Farm Bureau Insurance Adam Tipton, and Whitfin Funeral Chapels.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Mostly cloudy for today. Showers in the area. Highs top out near 60 degrees. Wind southerly 5 to 15 miles per hour. Higher gusts possible. Tonight, any showers gradually and earliest storm is also possible. Lows drop to 31. And then sunshine with highs only in the 40s for Friday. I'm Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast.
Right now it's 55.
Good morning. Building pretty good through the Jolton area right now. Right on schedule. I-24 East coming past White's Creek Pike. All that rain. We're watching it now on the radar here move up into the Middle Tennessee area. Extra time out here with wet driving conditions now. It's building pretty good. 24 westbound. At least it's still moving at the moment up through Antioch. Coming in from Murfreesboro and Rutherford County. When you need dependable towing for that car or that big truck here in Middle Tennessee, call the best. That would be STR Towing and Recovery. STRTow.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Now an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
A newly released state audit has raised serious concerns about the Tennessee State Veterans Home Board, particularly the Murfreesboro facility. The audit conducted by the Division of State Audit found that staff at the Murfreesboro location failed to document and update personal property records for nearly half of its residents, violating state rules. In addition, the facility's quality rating has dropped sharply from 4 stars in 2022 to just 1 star in 2025, alongside citations for abuse listed on Medicare's Care Compare site. The report also highlights a staggering 337% turnover rate in nursing staff between July of 2022 and March of 2025. Despite management implementing financial incentives such as retention bonuses, the audit suggests that these efforts have failed to stabilize staffing. The Murfreesboro Home staff shortage even led to a backlog in waitlist entries. The audit recommends urgent action by the board to address staffing issues and improve resident care and operations. Meanwhile, another state issue is drawing attention. Tennessee's near-total abortion ban hasn't stopped the procedure from taking place within its borders. A study by the Society of Family Planning found that approximately 750 telehealth abortions occur monthly in the state. Despite Tennessee laws requiring in-person visits, out-of-state providers operating under so-called SHIELD laws continue to prescribe abortion medications remotely. Dr. Ushma Upadhyaya, co-chair of the report, says the increase is due to telemedicine's ability to eliminate barriers like transportation and cost. That's all for now. I'm Dalton Barrett, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
When you turn to Turner Security, powered by TechCore, you can leave your security issues at the door.
Security, access control, cameras, and much more for your business and home. No long-term contract. We keep your business because we did a great job, not because you signed a 5-year agreement. One call does it all for your security and technology needs. Online at turnersecurity.us. That's turnersecurity.us.
Turn to Turner Security.
Do your sinus infections always seem to come back no matter what you do? The pressure builds, the headaches drag on, the congestion makes it hard to sleep, hard to focus, hard to feel like yourself. Here's what most people don't actually know. Sinus infections keep coming back because your sinuses can't fully drain. That's why the pressure, the headaches, and the congestion keep coming back time and time again. Balloon sinuplasty gently opens your sinuses in a quick in-office procedure so the infections can finally clear. At Murfreesboro Sinus Center, they've helped thousands of patients break free from the sinus infection cycle so you can breathe easier, sleep better, and finally feel like yourself again. Don't wait another season fighting sinus pain. Call Murfreesboro Sinus Center today at 615-649-4590 to see if balloon sinuplasty is right for you. Call 615-649-4590. That's 615-649-4590.
The Wake Up Crew.
Fueled by 7 Brew Dry Brew Coffee.
WGS.
Merry Christmas from John, Brian, and Dalton.
Back on the Wake Up Crew. And time for more fun. It's finishing the lyrics?
More musical fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're going to play Finish the Lyrics. And I think we just go off. We all go for it.
Okay.
Just see
all
who
right.
can finish it.
So let's don't say it all at once. Let somebody start and then, you know. You know what I mean? Because you won't be able to understand what we're saying.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
I think that'll help individually.
John, you're first. So it'll play the first part of the song, and then you have to finish the lyrics.
No, I mean, everybody can do it. This is what you said, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Let's see what happens.
Yeah.
See what our first song is.
Finish the lyrics.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Everywhere you go.
Okay, that's what I thought it would sound like, and I'm glad I didn't participate.
Everywhere you go.
That was an easy one.
That was an easy one.
Do you know the lyrics to Sleigh Ride?
Just see those sleigh bells jingling, ring, tingle, tingling,
jingling, dong, ding.
On this lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you.
Jingling, a ling, a ding, dong, ding.
That was so difficult with the ding-a-ling, a ding, a ling,
dong. Always is.
Finish the lyrics to the song.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock.
Jingle bells
time and jingle bell time. Dancing and prancing in Jingle Bell Square.
Jingle bells swing and jingle
bell. Oh, we were completely wrong.
Jingle bell rings and jingle bell rings is what I think.
Finish the lyrics.
Last Christmas, I gave you my heart.
But the very next day, you gave it away. This year to save me.
But the very next day, you gave it away.
Are you enjoying this video?
Not really.
Let us know with a thumbs up.
Was that it?
No, there's more.
Woohoo! It's mistletoe.
I should be playing in the winter snow, but I'ma be under the mistletoe.
That's the only words of this song I know.
Hey, there you go.
I don't know no more.
I don't know no more.
Oh, I knew that.
Finish the lyrics.
Ah.
Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop.
Dancing for everyone's merrily.
Dancing. Everyone's
in
dancing merrily. Oh God, I can't do it now.
Go home where you can see every couple tries.
You weren't even singing the right words.
I thought it was right.
You better watch out. You better not cry.
You better not pout. I'm telling you what. Santa Claus is coming to town.
Yes, it is.
Santa Claus.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm telling you why.
Oh, wow.
Finish the lyrics to the song.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but and the fire is so delightful.
That's all they need. That's all they need, Brian.
Let it snow.
The fire is so delightful.
They give you a long time to do that little short piece of the song.
Finish the lyrics.
Uh oh.
You a Merry Christmas from the bottom of my heart.
Feliz Navidad.
What did y'all say?
Feliz.
I said that. From the bottom of my heart.
Finish the lyrics.
This is you. You know this one.
Time for pines and time for cheer.
Time for toys, wasn't it?
Toys and time for cheer, I think. Yeah. Maybe we could just say them and not sing them.
Maybe.
We can watch the snow fall forever and ever.
Good job.
Keep drinking, be merry, come along with me.
Good job, Dalton.
And that's Elton John's Step Into Christmas.
Hi, I am Tina. You never know what you may find at the Habitat Restore.
Shop and save.
Hi, I'm Wendy.
Hey, this is Rocky. You never know what you'll find at the Habitat Restore.
Shopping at the Restore.
We have paint all kinds of colors.
We have brushes and rollers for your paint project, too.
Hey, don't forget the cabinets.
We have all kinds of cabinets for any project you may be working on.
We're hiring at the Habitat Restore. Stop by 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard for more information.
Don't let concerns about today's events derail your long-term financial strategy. Hi, I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin, and I'm here to help. We can work together to understand the impact of these events and make sure that your goals are top of mind. While you can't control market volatility, we'll help focus on what you can control. We can connect in several virtual ways, start by giving me a call at 615-907-7056. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Every holiday season, Middle Tennessee comes alive. From small town parades to tree lightings in our local squares, our communities shine with laughter, music, and the spirit of the season. MTE is proud to help light those moments, supporting the traditions that bring neighbors together. Because around here, it means more than electricity. It's the energy our communities share. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
Architects, engineers, and builders, whether you need detailed technical drawings, large format plans, or quick, accurate reproductions, Franklin's Printworks delivers clarity, precision, and fast turnaround.
Since we've added that capability, there's a big demand for blueprints, so we can a lot of times turn those around in 24 hours.
Jeff Carlton at Franklin's Printworks.
Usually they're like 24 by 36, and they require somebody that knows what they're doing and has the capabilities to produce them.
Clarity, accuracy, and fast turnaround from Franklin's Printworks.
The Wake Up Crew,
fueled by 7 Brew Drive-Through Coffee.
WGNS. Merry Christmas from John, Brian, and Dalton.
Back at 7:42, you know, friends, you start the morning right when you swing through and sip something amazing at 7 Brew Drive-Through Coffee. Choose from 20,000 ways to make your favorite drink. Coffee, tea, smoothies, energy drinks, they've got it all. 7 Brew, where every cup comes with a smile. In Murfreesboro on Thompson Lane, in Smyrna on Isabella Drive, right off of Sam Ridley, and coming soon to Laverne and all across Middle Tennessee. Saying good morning to Jonathan Harmon, today's SRM Concrete Good Neighbor of the Day, for being community-minded and helping out where needed. Jonathan is going to receive flowers from Jenny Harrison and our friends at Ryan Flowers, Coffee and Gifts on South Academy and WGNS. Our Good Neighbor recognition, built by SRM Concrete, locally grown, nationally known, and honoring those who make a very big difference in our community. Text NEIGHBOR to 615-893-1450 to nominate a Good Neighbor of the Day, or WGNSradio.com/goodneighbor. Speaking of good neighbors, we're powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. And you know, kids waiting on Santa, the houses wrapped in lights, MTE keeps those Christmas memories glowing year after year. Happy holidays from your friends at Middle Tennessee Electric.
Time for the dad joke of the day.
Replay.
Hey guys, how is Christmas like your job? I'm going to do that again.
I don't know how.
You do all the work and some fat guy in a suit gets all the credit.
Replay.
That was a net thumbs up.
So. Net?
You know, he gave it a thumbs down, I gave it a thumbs up, so it's a net.
Oh, you have to rub it in, huh?
It's just, I don't know what he wants from me, to be honest.
You were saved by your son today.
I liked that joke. I thought it was a good one.
Well, yeah. I don't care what you like.
Well, and that's fair.
Man,
I just
we're all getting along so well.
I thought it was... Okay. I'm still playing with the joke. Man, yes, we played a couple of incredible games today in the 7 o'clock hour.
Yes. Finish the Lyric was fun.
Finish the Lyric. I don't know what's wrong with you after that. I'll never look at you the same, to be honest. And then we had a great game of Name That Tune, Christmas edition earlier.
I grew up on the Chipmunks' Christmas.
I could tell.
I did.
Still didn't know the words.
And Alvin!
And there are a bunch of kids who are listening today who will never, never watch a Chipmunk Christmas because of you, probably.
Well, no, I've had the record.
Oh, did you really?
I did.
They had a regular show, Alvin and the Chipmunks.
Right. I watched it.
Yeah.
There were movies when I was a kid.
But I had an album. Just Christmas music.
Did you have some kind of thing with Alvin? I mean, you just really are into it.
I mean, no, it was just part
of
my childhood.
He's even dressed like him today.
I know.
That and Smurfs. That was my era.
I had some more Christmas gifts, last second Christmas gifts.
That's true. Maybe some more tomorrow.
That's important to know.
Maybe.
We might run back the same show from today tomorrow.
We don't do that.
No, I don't mean like rerun the same show, but do the exact same thing again. If you liked it, tune in tomorrow. You'll hear some more.
Wow.
I think we'd all do some more finishing the lyrics because he was so good at it. Dalton, he was awesome.
That's true. We do have one we found where you guessed the movie based on the scene. Christmas movie based on the scene.
I'm not going to do well on that one.
What do you mean? You've seen the classic Christmas movies.
I've seen some, but I don't
No.
I don't know that any of us will do that well with it.
I mean, if they pull up Hallmark, you're in it, John.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Do you think that's going to... Well, I guess this one or two could slip in.
Yeah. You never know. I know the first one, we'll skip. We won't do it because we already did it. But yeah. It's a Christmas story, and it's like we knew it instantly.
Instantly.
So.
Well, you're not going to get to enjoy a sleigh ride any other way, but with this song... Just see those sleigh bells jingling, ring, tingle, tingling, too warm for sleigh rides, but anyway, hope you enjoyed the show today. The podcast will be up shortly if you want to listen back to the Wake Up Crew. Have a great day. We're wrapping up the week tomorrow.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Mostly cloudy for today. Showers in the area. Highs top out near 60 degrees. Winds southerly 5 to 15 miles per hour. Higher gusts possible. Tonight, any showers gradually and earliest storm is also possible. Lows drop to 31. And then sunshine with highs only in the 40s for Friday. I'm Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 55.
Local farmers, local meats, vegetables, and other produce at the Winter Spring Rutherford County Farmers Market.
Bundle up and make your way every Friday at Lane Agri Park.
Good morning with this rain out here moving through Middle Tennessee. A lot.